Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter, and we have a great show for you today.
And I'm your teacher, Marie. Are you guys ready to learn? Great. Today's topic is technology.
And the title of our lesson is New Technology. New Technology. Marie, do you get excited for new technology?
Yes, I really want to buy a smart TV.
A smart TV? What does that do?
Well, I can go on the internet and watch videos online.
Wow, that sounds fun. Well, if you happen to have your mobile device today, you can pull it out and follow along as we read. What? You don't have our app? It's free. Then get this month's magazine. Okay, now it's really time for our Read It.
What technologies will we see in the future? Rob can ask Tina Technology. We all know about smartphones, but there are lots of other smart technologies too. You can use them to control a lot of things. Your smartphone can turn on your air conditioner before you get home. Smart technologies make life safer and more convenient.
We all love our smartphones. They do everything for us these days. They play videos and they play music too.
But there are also many other exciting technologies out there. We can learn about them today.
But first, we need to go to Christina. Here are our keywords for today.
Hello, 今天受访的来宾是 Tina， 她要来谈谈 new technology， 新科技。将来我们会看到什么样的新科技呢？将来，未来就是 future， 常用的说法是片语 in the future。像现在大家都知道就是智慧型手机 smartphone， we all know about smartphones， 现在的趋势是可以用这些智慧型的科技去控制很多东西，控制就是 control， you can use them to control many things， 比如说你还没有回到家就可以用手机打开家里的冷气，冷气机是 air conditionerYour smartphone can turn on the air conditioner at home. 你也可以在出门之前启动摄影机来监控家中的安全。Smart technology can make your life safer. 形容词 safe 是安全的，比较级 safer 就是更安全的。
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host,
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about new technology. Please help me welcome my guest, Tina Technology. Welcome to the show, Tina.
Thank you, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
What new technologies will we see in the future?
That's a great question, Rob. We all know about smartphones, right?
Sure. I have my smartphone right here.
Well, now we're seeing lots of other smart things.
Such as smart watches and smart glasses?
Right.
Rob has a guest on the show today, and she knows a lot about technology. This word technology is a little hard, but it just means all those things like our phones and computers.
Yeah, technology is always changing, so it's a good thing we have today's guest.
What do you mean by saying technology is always changing?
Well, we always have new things coming out to buy. You buy a phone, then in 3 months, 6 months, or even a year, a better phone comes out.
Marie, that is very true. Friends, what is your phone like?Talk to a friend about it.
So Tina mentioned smartphones. Do you have a smartphone?
I do. Smartphones are very useful. you can use the internet on your phone. And they have all my important things that I need to remember.
Things that you need to remember? Like what, Peter?
Well, such as I need to go to the dentist. Such as my grocery list. I have a couple of alarms, too. And, oh, such as this reminder. It's time for us to go to Christina. Hi, Christina.
关于智慧型的科技，除了手机之外，还有很多，例如智慧型手表和智慧型眼镜， such as smart watches and smart glasses. 句首的 such as 就是例如的意思，比如说我很喜欢吃水果，例如苹果、草莓、香蕉，我都喜欢，such as apples, strawberries, and bananas. 你也可以把它写成一个完整的句子，像是 I like all kinds of fruits, such as apples, strawberries, and bananas. 或者我去过很多不同的国家，例如法国、日本、中国。 I've been to many different countries, such as France, Japan, and China. 这些都是 such as的用法。
Thank you, Christina. We use this phrase a lot in English, so you should practice at home. This can mean, for example, I like fruit, such as grapes, bananas, and peaches.
Do you play any sports, such as baseball, basketball, or soccer? All right, friends, now it's your turn to practice at home. Make sure to be doing that.
So what are some things that we can see in the future? Instead of smartphones, we will have smart watches and smart glasses.
That's right. I brought some smart glasses with me. Let me put those on. Whoa, so cool. Wait, do you have something that's smart?
I do. I have a smart watch. I can send messages.
Wow, that is so cool. There are so many smart things. Oh, this is saying it's time for Conversation B. Let's go there together.
Why is smart technology so popular?
Because the technology is very convenient. It can make your life easier.
How does it do that?
Well, you could turn on your air conditioner before you get home.
Oh, that's convenient.
The technology is also safer. You can get a smart camera. Then you can check your house when you aren't home.
Technology is the best. Rob wants Tina to say more about why we all like technology so much. So he asks her the question, why is smart technology so popular?
That's a good question. We can think of some other questions like this. Why are movies so popular? Why is pizza so popular?
Oh, pizza! Pizza is popular because it is so delicious. So why is smart technology so popular? Because it is so convenient. Now there are so many things we can use for it.
That's right. And it is because of all these things technology can make our life easier. And this is our grammar point for today, so let's invite Rebecca to talk to us about it.
Hey everyone, here's the moment that you've been waiting for. We get to learn a new grammar point. It can make noun plus comparative adjective. For example, it can make work harder, or it can make people healthier. Don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Let's try a few examples. Peter, I will give you something and then you use today's grammar point.
Okay, that sounds great.
I'll give you a technology that makes life easier, the microwave.
Oh, that's a great technology. It makes food warmer. Okay, I'll give you one. The airplane.
Oh, the airplane. It makes traveling faster. Friends, try to think of one at home.
So we know some of the ways technology makes life easier, but maybe you didn't know about some of the ways Tina tells Rob.
You can use a smartphone to turn on your air conditioner before you get home. That is very useful. Then you have a nice cool home when you arrive.
I agree. My house is always too hot when I get home. I have to wait until the air conditioner cools it down.
In America, we say AC instead of air conditioner.
That's right, and other places say air con. Well, we have covered a lot, and I think it's time for us to take a break. Let's take one right now. Don't go away. Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. Well, today we are learning about smart technology.
Yes, we are. I have my smart glasses with me right now. These can do anything.
And I just got smart bananas.
Smart bananas? Peter, what are smart bananas?
You can call on the phone, you can listen to music, and you can eat them too.
Wow, technology is really great. All right, friends, it's time for us to go to Conversation C right now.
Smart technology lets you control a lot of things, but technology can be expensive.
That is true.
So what can people do?
They can wait to buy new things.
What do you mean?
Well, things are cheaper after a few months.
Anything else?
People can also check prices at different stores.
That's good advice. Thank you, Tina.
So a lot of why we like technology is it lets us control a lot of things. Before Marie and I start teaching, I'll let Christina say something about this word, let.
智慧型的科技让你可以控制很多东西. Smart technology lets you control a lot of things. 句子里的let是使役动词，表示使人如何或是让人怎么样。使役动词的特色就是后面接的动词要用原形动词。所以 smart technology lets you control a lot of things. 我们再来看几个例子。They let me go home early today. 他们今天让我早回家。或者I'll let you get one for free. 我让你免费拿一个。 这个就是使役动词let的用法。Let someone do something.
Thank you, Christina. Let is a word we use a lot in English. When you are little, you have to ask your parents to do something. If they let you do it, then you can do it. If they don't let you, then you can't.
Well, that is the basic meaning of the word, but we use it in many ways. Today, technology lets you control a lot of things. The word let means make possible. Technology makes it possible for you to control things.
Control is a word we are learning today. When you get your own way, you make all the choices. You get what you want. You are in control.
Yes, we also call this a control. It controls the TV. You tell the TV what to do, and it does what you want.
Wait a minute, Peter, can I see that?
Sure.
Hey, this isn't a TV remote control. It says it's a Peter control.
Wait, really?
Yeah. This button says right arm.
Oh, what?
Well, let's just see what it does.
Anything else?
That's it?
Anything else?
Is that it?
Hey, stop pressing that button. Anything else? Do you know what that means? That's today's calendar phrase.
Anything else?
Anything else?
还有什么其他的吗?
My smartphone makes calls.
Anything else?
My smartphone checks email.
Anything else?
My smartphone takes pictures.
Anything else?
My smartphone plays videos.
Whoa. Anything else?
My smartphone makes coffee.
Whoa, that really is a smartphone. Yeah.
Anything else?
Anything else?
还有什么其他的吗?
This control is great. Let's go to our keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Future. Future. This is the present, not the future.
Smartphone. Smartphone. Al goes online with his smartphone.
Control. Control. You can't control the weather.
Air conditioner. Air conditioner. The air conditioner cools the room.
Safe. Safe. It is safer to play in the park. All right, friends, those are the words we have for you today. Make sure to be practicing them at home. And now it's time to take a look back at our conversations one more time. Hey, let's watch them together.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about new technology. Please help me welcome my guest, Tina Technology. Welcome to the show, Tina.
Thank you, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
What new technologies will we see in the future?
That's a great question, Rob. We all know about smartphones, right?
Sure. I have my smartphone right here.
Well, now we're seeing lots of other smart things.
Such as smart watches and smart glasses?
Right.
Why is smart technology so popular?
Because the technology is very convenient. It can make your life easier.
How does it do that?
Well, you could turn on your air conditioner before you get home.
Oh, that's convenient.
The technology is also safer. You can get a smart camera. Then you can check your house when you aren't home.
Smart technology lets you control a lot of things. But technology can be expensive.
That is true.
So what can people do?
They can wait to buy new things.
What do you mean?
Well, things are cheaper after a few months.
Anything else?
People can also check prices at different stores.
That's good advice. Thank you, Tina.
Oh,
hi, Ginger.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the future.
The future?
Yeah.
It looks more like a smartphone.
Well, it is. It's part of new technology. Smart watches, smart glasses, smart TV.
Ooh, that's all smart technology?
Mm-hmm. And it's popular. It's convenient. And it's...
The future. So what can smart technology do?
Well, it can control the air conditioner.
Ooh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And it makes things safer, too.
Safer? How?
Well, it can control a camera that checks your house.
Wow, I can't wait to buy one.
Yeah, and they'll be cheaper after a few months.
Okay, I can wait. I'll borrow yours.
Oh, look.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about technology. And here to answer our question is Ms. Technology.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Well, thank you for being here, Tekka. Now, Tekka, you are an engineer.
That's right. I build machines.
Wonderful. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Today's question comes from Alan Wu of San Francisco, California. Alan asks, I hear a lot about 3D printers, but I don't know a lot about them. Can you tell me how they work?
Sure, Alan. I'd love to tell you all about 3D printers.
Great. Well, I want to learn about 3D printers, too.
Well, 3D printers make 3D solid objects from a digital file.
Interesting. So how does it work?
Well, first, someone designs an object on a computer. When the design is done, the person can print it.
How does the printer print?
Well, the printer melts plastic or other material and places it on a surface one layer at a time. The layers lie on top of each other and create the object.
Huh, that's pretty cool. What can you print with a 3D printer?
Well, you can print many things. You can print toys, cups, spoons, art, even body parts.
Wow, that's very interesting. Well, thanks for helping us today, Tekka. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
The future is very exciting. I love talking about it. There are so many fun things we can make. What about a flying car?
Oh, a flying car! A flying car would be really fun. I would drive it all over town, and there would be no traffic.
That's right. What technologies do you want to have in the future? Maybe you can talk about that with a friend. I think I want shoes that will tie themselves.
Oh, that would be great, Peter, so you wouldn't have to tie them in the morning. They can do it for you.
That's right. Technology is great. And we'll see you tomorrow for another great show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.